Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Ohio State basketball has landed guard Justin Pippen in the transfer portal at Cal Berkeley. Last year, Pippen averaged 14.2 a game. And as the son of Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen, he played previously at Michigan. Second round of the Masters, Rory McIlroy, a three-stroke lead. He's at 8 under par, three better than Justin Rose and Sam Burns, four ahead of Wyndham Clark, Patrick Reed, and Tyrrell Hatton. Following an off day, Cleveland Guardians begin a weekend series in Atlanta against the Braves. Cincinnati Reds are at home, hosting the Los Angeles Angels. Columbus Clippers continue their road series at Worcester, Massachusetts. And with their playoff hopes becoming more challenging after last night's loss at Buffalo, the Blue Jackets next hit the ice tomorrow night at Montreal. This update brought to you by Germain Toyota. For unbeatable service and sales, visit Germain Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road or online at germaintoyota.net. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, good clean boy.
Hello, my fellow golfer.
We are all decked out today. It's Masters Friday. You can watch us on the YouTube. Hop in the chat. Go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan. Click on the live stream. And I'm in my douchey all Puma outfit. I got my Puma hat. I got my Puma shirt. I got my Puma pants. I even have a Puma belt and Puma socks and Puma cleats.
I like the Puma pants, too.
You got Puma pants, too.
Puma is some fantastic, comfortable stuff out on the golf course.
And
been
I
wearing the standard P hat for a long time. It's been my go-to hat, that little 110 headband. I love it.
I am really upset with Ted.
You know today. What? Let's go straight to the jailbirds, shall we?
Yeah,
Straight to the jailbirds.
You know,
you throw him in jail because the man
yesterday,
didn't have pants.
Teddy, and, you know, I thought we were a family on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what was it, Wednesday or Thursday? Supposed to tape something to social media, 12:30.
Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Supposed to tape something, and Teddy was supposed to be involved. We get a text, oh man, I'm not going to be there, do it without me.
And then, you know, we're going home yesterday. Hey, Teddy, we're doing douchey golf on Friday. You do it too. All right. And then nothing, just nothing today.
No, he even told us yesterday.
He told us yesterday,
I don't have pants.
I don't have golf pants.
Those are his exact
Sorry.
Words.
I said, wear shorts.
Or khakis. You don't have a pair of khakis? You just have jeans? That's it?
I'm not wearing shorts. Yeah, all I have is jeans.
Do you live all the way down in Kentucky?
I have a tracksuit. I have
You have more
sweatpants.
Than jeans. What if I died today? What would you do? You'd show up at my funeral wearing jeans?
I got a black pair of jeans.
My God.
You are a goat.
What color underwear do you wear with the black jeans?
Black.
Yeah.
Tidy.
Tidies?
No, they're
boxers.
They're boxer briefs.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right. Go to jail Friday.
Just to be clear, though, for those that can't see your shirt, it's not like you just brush that off by saying, I'm wearing my Puma shirt. He is decked out.
Oh, this is full go, baby.
I mean, that is like, we talked about Jason Day's apparel choices with his outfitter, Malbin. You are on your way to a Jason Day type of loud look with that.
Here's the difference.
I understand the difference. This is for the bit.
I'm wearing this in jest.
Of course.
I'm making fun of guys who wear this stuff.
However, my look, and you saw I have the ivory pants. You can check out our Twitter Twitter accountant? What a English?
Twitter accountant.
Yes.
It is tax season.
Yes. You can go and check that out at manandtimmy971 and see our full outfits. This is something I could wear on a chillier day. Because I'm wearing shorts, obviously, when the weather gets warm, but I prefer to be in pants. But it can't really be north of 70 degrees for me to be comfortable
actually,
out on the golf course.
What we prefer is it to be 50 and you're in Scotland and we're wearing a quarter zip.
52
That's
and cloudy.
That's what we prefer.
Yeah, 52 and cloudy with almost no breeze. And if we got to have a little spritzing water out there because it is Scotland, then that's okay too.
We did play some golfy in the office today. It was really our first major tournament of the season. And you, my friend, were on fire.
Thank you very much.
The hiatus didn't do anything for you because you were dominating out there. Would you finish 8-under?
I shot a 7-under 65
very
today.
Good.
And you battled your way to a nice 2-under round of 70.
Didn't start well. I bogeyed the first hole.
But if we looked at this as this was the Friday round to stay in the race, I mean, you look at what the Masters leaderboard is right now, right there at 8-under par, by the way, Rory McIlroy.
Pressure's off now, baby.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to worry about it anymore.
He's just floating around out there. He's not giving middle fingers to any pawns. He's cool.
Who did that, Bobby Mack?
Bobby Mack. He lost it.
What's the protocol for that? Because, you know, Augusta's so anal about everything. Now, all of a sudden, you're in full view of everyone flipping off the green you think it's too hard?
It was a quick bird. But they got him.
Of course they got him.
It was like a 1 second, but it was he flipped off the actual water. And that to me, maybe there's some grace. There's like, well, I mean, he's flipping off a body of water. So like he's damn that water. Why is it right there? I can't hit it right. But this look to prove to the golf community again, we had this discussion about the par three contest. And my stance on it was, I think the chorus was getting a little loud. Like I understand because I'm there with you. I'm trying to say I'm one of you. I take the game very seriously and how it's played, and I'm a big believer in etiquette and handling yourself the right way when you're out there. I just thought it's the par three contest. It's supposed to be entertainment. It's supposed to be fun. It's a little bit lighter. The minute they start doing that and trying to muck up the actual Masters broadcast, I'll be right there with you in line. But as far as decorum on the course, I will tell you, Bobby McIntyre, that is not acceptable. You can't do that kind of stuff. You gotta have patience.
Have decorum.
Yeah. This is.
And Blake Corum. Have to have him as well.
And Balake Karum. Yes. Like, you've gotta have those things. So we'll see where that goes.
It's douchey golf outfit day. And if you're wearing your douchey golf outfit, please take a picture of yourself and send it to us at manandtimmy971. It's also
lovely.
Go to Jail Friday. We want your jailbirds. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. You can also email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Pick your parlay, 5 o'clock, little pizzazz on that one. Jackets suck. They lose in Buffalo last night.
My God.
I like how some people in the office here are very surprised by this development. I don't know why. And people can say, oh, you're so negative all the time. No, it's not being negative. It's living and breathing and seeing what's in front of you and also knowing the 25-year history of this franchise. I will never understand people who just go into everything thinking it's going to work out every single time. And then they fall right on their face. And it hurts more that way
because
they weren't expecting
it. If you're a Penguins fan, I get it. Because you win a lot all the time. I'm right there with you. I don't get the blind faith for the Columbus Blue Jackets. What have they ever done for you outside of one series
disappoint
win?
You
and it took a lot for them to get that.
You.
Remember how much they did at the deadline? They brought in Matt Duchene, then they had their little downtick. They barely made it in to give us that great moment.
Yeah, they went all in that year.
Just squeaked in the postseason as the 8 seed. Now, I love what they did, getting a sweep against a team like that, but that's our best moment in franchise history, and we can't find any idea of sustained success. And we had it right here. We need to be clear that we have to consider this a massive failure this season. A massive failure.
Who's arguing with you? Who's not considering it a massive failure?
You don't hear the excuse makers? I hear them, but it's got to stop.
No.
You changed coaches, you were on the right path, and then poof, it all went away.
It was a massive failure. And to everyone's credit over there, they recognized it, said, we don't tolerate this, and they fired Dean Evason,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you dug yourself such a hole that you got to play with your hair on fire for the rest of the season, and they just ran out of gas. But no, I don't accept that. Because before the season started, not just us in this market, I'm talking about all the national guys, because Rimmer likes to talk about all the national guys he talks to. Everybody was saying, yeah, this is a playoff team. Jackets make the playoffs
and
this
that
year.
And that was the bar.
Based on how they finished mm-hmm. last season, based on the fact that we saw some good, consistent goaltending from Jet Greaves as last season came to an end, everybody expected the Blue Jackets to make the playoffs this season. Now, you had a nice little stretch where you played great and terrific. But at the end of it, you're right back in the failure zone.
I have a thing for you that maybe this spices things up a little bit. What say you and I, we lower that bar and we get our sacks pierced if they make the playoffs?
No, I'm not giving them the satisfaction. I'm not giving them the satisfaction.
Obviously we're not going to do that. But how sad that would be if that's what we drop that down to pierce our sacks just for getting in the postseason. And no, we're not going to change it. The bar is going to be win the Stanley Cup.
I was willing to give up my sack
like
for
that.
The Stanley Cup, and I would gladly do it.
Oh, you'll remove your sack.
I'll have it all taken off. I'll be smooth down there. It'll be like a Marilyn Manson album.
You're going to...
There's nothing.
Do what Mike Vrabel said that he'd do to himself?
He didn't do it. He needs it there for
he
Diana.
Didn't, he didn't win. Maybe that's why
he
didn't
win.
Needs
it for his weekend rendezvous.
the rendezvous?
You can't...
Not a rendezvous?
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 There's no plural?
I'm just saying, you said rendezvous. What about rendezvous?
What about Ronde Barber?
Ronda Rousey's?
No.
Ronde Barber, Tiki Barber.
We got some confirmation on something that's been driving us crazy. Details coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is an accident on Cleveland Avenue south of Teakwood Drive. Use some caution here. Also, watch for traffic slowing on I-670 westbound. You'll find the delays between I-71 and Neal Avenue. Also on the west outer belt. Southbound, you're slow between Roberts Road and I-70 west side. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Heather Pascoe for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
I don't want to hear anything about high school recruiting anymore.
No, I don't either.
Shut the F up about that. Right. I don't give two bleeps about boom! Oh, stop with the booms.
Mornings on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Joe.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies with increasing clouds throughout the day and a chance of showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and early evening. Daytime highs will soar with breezy winds into the mid-70s, and then for tonight, partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the 40s. For Saturday, more sunshine in the forecast, but cooler with daytime highs topping out in the mid to upper 60s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Clear.
Subscribe every single show. Comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Can I throw another couple of people in jail? I just figured
that's
like
the theme of the day. Yeah, I know. Timmy, I go to jail Friday.
I have my collection that's off to the side here for the segment at 3:46, but sometimes things happen after I've already prepared my segment. So today I heard you talking over there with Dom and Nicole, and everyone's getting a look at the golf outfits today. We're dressed in full golf regalia. Mike and I both have our Puma golf attire on, and we're hat, shirt, belt, pants, shoes.
How do we not have an endorsement deal?
All the way down.
Puma. Get in touch with us.
I mean, they don't have anybody outside of Ricky and my guy Gary Woodland.
Come on.
Maybe that's a way for me and Gary to connect at the memorial.
Well, you are good friends. You go back.
The big uplifting story in all of golf.
Went to KU together.
Right, right.
Maybe you can also become a Puma athlete.
He gave me the look and the point 7 years ago when I was standing there behind 16G.
Look and the point.
Just the look and the point. So anyway, I go over there and I started off my day at the dentist today. So we were talking about that around the office and they had heard, which, I don't know, would you rather go to the dentist Monday morning or Friday morning? I think I had it the right way.
Friday, because then if there's something like some pain involved,
right.
Then you have the weekend to recover and then you're good to go.
So I'd been talking about how I had to get, one cavity that was underneath an old filling. So it's never fun, right? You're spending 45 minutes there. I swear they like have you inverted now. Like you're past horizontal, like they're waterboarding you. Where my saliva, I actually got complimented by my dental hygienist when the dentist was done doing like the carving and the grinding away and then the filling part was in there. I got complimented on being hydrated. That had never happened to me before. Like, oh, you're very well hydrated. I'm like, thank you.
What does that mean? Lots of drooly?
Lots of saliva.
Lots of drooling.
Drain a lot of water this
morning.
Yeah,
you're a drooler.
So I go over there and I was talking about the dentist and I swear, I realize, doing this show, I can cut you off. I've interrupted at times. I'm fully aware. I'm cognizant of that.
What's that?
It's something that you work on.
Who's that?
Tonight!
So when I go over there, Dom, it's okay when that happens, right? You're having conversations. People jump in, especially when you're in a big group. You got to like find your way to jam yourself in there to get a word. And when you're with friends, a lot of people talking. But when someone asks you a question, I'm sure this has happened to you with your parents at times, with family members, with your kids. Someone asks you a question and they don't even wait for the reply. Dom's like, oh, what happened at the dentist today? 1 second later, he's like, hey, Coco, look at this chicken wing. What's with the shape of this chicken wing? I'm like, oh, well, Dom, I'm going to have to get some cavities. They say it might be a lot of pain for two. And he's talking about a chicken wing. I'm like, just you asked me the question and you don't even want to hear the answer.
I got two thoughts. First of all, you got really bad teeth.
What?
You've already had a root canal, and you're only 40-something years old. Talking about a second root canal now.
No,
What are you doing?
He said worst case scenario. He just didn't want it to be a shock if I did have to get one.
Bad teeth.
My teeth are fine.
They're too soft and porous.
Soft
it's
and
like
porous.
It's like a kitchen marble. That's not good. You spill a glass of wine on there, it etches and stains. You need a good hard granite.
Like, or a quartz? What's better than a
granite's
soft
the strongest.
Marble? Granite's the way to go.
The way to go. You got yourself too soft of a stone in the kitchen. You're abusing it. It's not good. So that's my thought on you. You got bad teeth. My thought on Dom Tiberi. Look, we tease Dom a lot on this show, and quite frankly, it's because he deserves it.
I mean, he won't shut up about Bigfoot now.
He won't shut up about anything.
He's learned how to use a fun app on his phone, and that's the end of it.
He's been here for 45 years or whatever the hell it is, and he's earned our attention and sometimes our respect. But I'm over there today, and you're right. He asks these questions to the air. He says, "Hey, how much money you got on you right now?" And I said, "Dom, I don't carry cash. I don't have anything." "You don't carry any cash?" I said, "No, I don't have anything." I said, "How much you got, Dom?" $750.
Oh, my God.
What are you, a drug dealer?
$750.
$750. I said, "Are you, like, buying something?" "No, I'll just keep that type of money." So you know what? If you see Dom out and about, knock him over. He's just...
It could be
on a random day.
It could be a very prolific day for you.
It could.
Yeah.
That's right. We got an answer to something that we wondered for a long time. So
this is big
not
stuff.
Too far away from us here where we broadcast. We have the White Castle headquarters in Grandview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've heard rumors that they have a restaurant in there, but they don't advertise it.
Yeah.
And we didn't know if it was open to the public or not. We've heard conflicting reports. We've heard some people say, yes, they have it, but it's for employees only is what I'm trying to say. And other people have said, no, I've been in there. I've gone.
But that doesn't mean... So here in the office, the story comes from our guy, Cal.
Cal is our custodian.
And Cal says, in this does seem like something, knowing Cal and knowing his personality, that he would just go and do something. You know, or at least attempt to do something.
Right. He would just unknowingly.
Like, oh, White Castle's right here. I'm looking on my phone. Okay, you know, this far to these locations. But hey, the headquarters is right there. I bet they got something there at the HQ. And even though the doors were open, unlocked, because depending on what the business is, you might have like a big grand main entrance where you don't need a key card to scan your way into that. And if the restaurant is just sort of right there adjacent to the main lobby, he could have just walked right in there, went up to the counter, and maybe you're not, air quotes, supposed to go in.
And he's quite oblivious.
And he's also a very pleasant guy. They're not going to just run you out of there if you're not causing a bunch of problems. So I'm still skeptical that is open to the public over there. We said we might try to get there today. Got busy. We did not get over there today.
Got an email today from a gal named Donna.
Donna
says, "I work at the office." Now, the subject is White Castle office.
White Castle
That's
office.
That's the subject of the email.
This didn't even come to Good Clean Boy.
No, this was sent
at gmail.com.
Through the radio station portal. You can email me, I guess, somehow on the website. I have no idea how. So I work at the office and have listened to you guys for forever, even when Torg was on the show. Well, thank God for you. I heard you talking about the Phantom Restaurant, LOL. There is a cafeteria in there, and the public can use it, but it's not advertised.
Wow.
I've been wanting to get you guys over here for lunch. Please give me a response if that is something you guys would like to do. We also serve breakfast. How about that?
Breakfast all day long. That's I love that. So
here's what I think we do. Now
that sounded, again, as you read that, sounded like an invite.
It's an invite, and it says the public can use it.
So
I think we show up with all our idiot listeners.
Is it an invite, or is it really fully open to the public?
I still don't know. We show up with thousands of our radio listeners and just, well, it's open to the public, right? Here we are.
Donna, somehow I don't.
And here's all my idiot friends.
I mean, we're not expecting to just eat for free. Like
Downtown Dad, did you put on pants this morning? No, that's okay. Come on in.
I would expect that they would have some things at that White Castle location that you can't even get at all of their restaurants. Well, you're at HQ, baby.
I understand, but I don't know.
You should be able to get their Sloppy Joe 24/7, 365.
Sloppy Joe.
Have you ever had theirs?
I have not, no.
Good.
Good?
Yeah. Tasty.
When do they do the Sloppy Joe?
I'm not really sure what time of year, but I know that's one of the few things that Jack enjoys.
Leaky nostril right here.
Leaky black?
Yes. Leaky clear.
What is happening to you
right
now? Just
dripping. I get allergies. It's dripping.
You get the allergies?
Yeah.
You take a clean.
It's probably because of his shirt.
Too many flowers on my shirt?
I just wanted to stop myself before we devolved the show.
And no, I don't take
a Claritin.
I don't do a Claritin.
A Claritin D.
I do a Zyrtec.
A Zyrtec is what I do.
And I do the sprays in my nose, too.
The Flonase.
Flonase. Oh, that's a competitor to Afrin.
You get them at the Costco.
I prefer the Afrin.
The generic Flonase at the Costco?
Oh, yeah. The Sam's Club does the generic. Yeah. Well, I can't.
You got to be a lunatic to buy the real stuff. It's the same.
I just don't understand you. You've got to pick a side when it comes to Sam's and Costco.
Why do I pick a side?
I think you do. I think you gotta decide.
I like to straddle both equally.
No.
I like to straddle them. What's the problem?
You're that guy. Remember that kid at the basketball game? They caught the clip and it went viral. He was showing the hot feminino the Costco Gold Star membership card,
uh-huh.
And she was like oohing and ahhing it.
Ooh, yes.
Wow.
I whip out both cards. Sam's. And you know what? Maybe I'll do a secret BJ's card, too.
Oh, I'll BJ's whip that Wholesale out. Club?
Yeah.
No. You can't
Maybe
do
me
that.
Maybe me and Dommy will go down to Restaurant Depot. He's a member.
Where's the BJ's? We got the BJ's restaurant. That's got no affiliation. Where's the...
They have a couple we of have them, one? I think. I think there's one on 23 up north.
Man.
Maybe there's one in New Albany-ish area.
I haven't been to a BJ's since I was a kid.
I haven't been there. They just came back in the market a couple of years ago. They were gone for a while.
What do you think their snack bar situation is like?
I don't know, but I think maybe we can have a field trip. We'll swing by the White Castle. We'll get breakfast. We'll see Donna. And then we'll go.
We'll leave there and we'll go to Sam's Club, Costco, and BJ's.
We'll do the warehouse tour.
That's a busy day.
That's a good day. That sounds like a good day.
It's a heck of a day. It's a full day.
Uh-huh. Hey, we're going to do some Buckeye basketball wish list coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The afternoon commute is already a little slow in spots. You'll find slowdowns on I-670 westbound between I-71 and Neal Avenue. Also on the west outer belt, southbound between Roberts Road and I-70 west side. Traffic also slows on the south side on I-71 northbound between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Go to jail. Get in touch with us at Man and Timmy 971 on the X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. And if you want to pop on the YouTube feed and look at my douchey golf outfit today, I'm fully decked out for the Masters today.
I think you can't really, it's kind of hard to tell now with the headphones on, but people take my word for it. Mikey's growing the hair out like he never has before. I've always wanted to see the look. We've all kind of done some things with our hair
scraggly around the ears and
sort
of curling up in the back a little bit.
You're at like that medium thickness right now, and I think that's the sweet spot right there.
I'm going to let it ride, baby.
Oh, yeah, especially when you wear the ball cap, and then it just kind of fluffs up, kind of puffs up in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Gets sort of like it's not a mullet. It's like a faux mullet. It's not even like that with yours because you've got Pho. Consistent length.
Pho.
Pho.
Shit.
Shoot. Well, no, hey.
What are you, shoot. What are you doing?
Well, you were saying shit. I can't go simultaneous with that. Speaking of Buckeye basketball targets, I put a little thing together, and then there was an update to it after I was working on this. You saw we got a commitment.
I did see it. We got a commitment. Tell the people about it.
Your guy, Scottie Pippen, Scottie's son, Justin Pippen, is coming to Ohio State.
Before you get excited and you say, oh, Scottie Pippen's son, he must be great. He's not.
He's all right.
He's not.
Yeah, he's okay. And it actually did not change my thinking on what the list is, because he is a over 14 point per game guy. He gives you about 4 rebounds, good assist numbers from last season, 4.6 assists per game. He's 6'3", he's 180 pounds. He's got some experience now because he started at Michigan, where he didn't play a lot, and then he spent last year with Cal, and Cal did have a run there at the end. They were a 22-win basketball team, went to the NIT, and got a win there. But it's always, what is always going to catch me is when you are a scorer and that field goal percentage is in Michi Johnson land, I raise red flags. And I know that Cal is in the ACC, and that is one of the, you know, quote unquote, big boy conferences. They're, even though they have Duke and UNC and Virginia, they are starting to be like on that lower end when we talk about the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Big 12 when it comes to basketball, and most people agree. But I don't want that to be the end all be all. This, my worry, because we've been around here now and we've all witnessed what the Buckeyes have missed on in the portal. We can't have Justin Pippen being the guy. So I'm still worried that he is when this is all said and done, but I'm going to try to think positive. So I've come up with a couple of guys that I think we should all sort of take a look at and have some wherewithal on these names.
All right, come on. You. Hit me with them.
Here we go.
Because you know more about this than pretty much anybody except Jacob Reimer, and he's not here. So go ahead.
We know more than he does on this stuff. Oh, let's get that straight.
So many people I want to thank.
It's been a tremendous year.
I mean, it's my wife, Rebecca, and
Reimer's fantastic,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, okay.
So BYU's Robert Wright. You'll hear a lot of people looking at that name. Now, this is swinging big. This is thinking big. This is swinging big. This is one of the most expensive guys that you're going to be able to get your hands on. He's 6'1". The upside for me, an electric player. Like I said, a consensus top 3 guy in the portal. You're losing Bruce Thornton. You're losing 20 points per game. So this is a guy that brings in 18 per game, almost 5 assists. He's 41% from 3. That's what we need. You need a guy that's close to 40% or better from the three-point line, 47% as a shooter. He's a good shot taker. He's got a motor. The downside for me is I know this is harder to find, but I'm looking for guys that are preferably, it's not always going to be the case, transferring for the first time. When I get to the 3 years or 3 programs in 3 years kind of guy, I do start to have a little red flag off to the side on, like, are we just about the money? Is that really what this is?
Well, the other side of that is he's going to command some big-time money. That's one of the top guys in the portal.
That's it. But I also am looking at mindset, leadership, loyalty, those types of things in a world where loyalty is starting to lack. So I look at him, that's going for the fences. And you still should be in on a guy like that with Justin Pippen. Pippen, to me, would be, okay, if you have that guy being maybe your 6th or 7th guy, and you can get him in the rotation where he's playing more than some of the minutes that our bench played this year, then you're talking where if he's willing to come down from 14 a game to 9, 10, or 11, but really provide a spark, then that can be that.
Here's the big question, though, with Justin Pippen.
Right.
Who on the team is going to date his mom?
That's the
big question.
That's disgusting.
She went out with Michael Jordan's son. They were hot and heavy, man. They maybe still are going out. I don't know.
So Scottie's ex-wife.
Larsa.
Scottie's ex-wife.
I assume that's Justin's mom. Maybe it's not.
You're right, because Scottie's
been around.
He's been around.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like it is. Yeah.
Okay, Larsa went out with Marcus Jordan.
My God.
They were hot and heavy. And so
that's just,
you're telling me? Like,
that's just disgusting.
Christoph Tilly gives her a little wink or something?
And just like that?
Just like that.
Tilly would find some extra eligibility just for the chance of that happening.
Right.
So, speaking of centers, here's the guy that I want you to think about. Sonata Frew, okay? He is going to be in most top 40 lists right here. I think there's a chance for somebody like that. Not going to be cheap, I don't think, but when I see Cincinnati big man Mustafa Chom is looking for north of $4 million, and you're not getting Flory Badunga from Kansas, Frew from Louisville, check some boxes. Here's the thing. He comes in 4 years experience in the Bundesliga with Lohan Braunschweig. So he's got that on his side. He played for their U-20 national team in the BBL and the FIBA Europe Cup. How do you like all that crap? It's good, right?
I hope his nickname is Moonlight.
Moonlight Graham?
Moonlight Sonata. That's Beethoven, baby.
You hit me with something I wasn't ready for.
Isn't that a good nickname? Moonlight Sonata?
Moonlight Sonata.
If that's not his nickname, I don't know what the hell we're doing.
So he's at 9 points per game, 6 boards per game. I'd like better numbers than that, but 75% from the field. He's incredible in the lob game, runs the floor, offensive glass. Some things to like. A backup center option, Colorado's Bangot.
Colorado.
Colorado's Bangot Dak.
Ooh, Bangot Dak.
Bangot Dak.
Remember we used to use one of those here, Teddy? They had the little tiny cassette tapes put in the Bangot Dak.
Yes, I do remember that.
If you say Bangot Dak 5 times fast, you start to say something else.
Bangot Dak?
You start to like Bangot reverse Dak. Some Bangot things, Dak. And then you're saying another thing that you got to be careful about. But 12 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, and I like the experience in his development from sophomore year to junior year. And how about that? He spent all 3 of his seasons so far at Colorado with the Buffs. Now, speaking of them, the other guard, if Rob Wright BYU doesn't work out and go our way, take a look at a guy named Isaiah Johnson. And just so you know, most of these names, if not all, I'm going to give you one that I haven't heard linked to the Buckeye program and guys that they have already reached out to, and they're working, they're greasing the wheels. So every name you've heard, these are not just made up names. Buckeyes are theoretically after these guys and trying to get them. So Isaiah Johnson, 6'1", the downside, he doesn't have a ton of experience, but if he's played only one season of college basketball and he's already averaging 17 points per game, then that's the kind of true freshman that I would want to bring over. It's not Sean
17
Stewart.
Points where?
At Colorado, in a big conference.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
In a big conference.
Teddy, what state was it?
Colorado.
Okay, I needed you to translate for me because I can't understand a word that you're saying.
I talk like a dumbass.
Oh, Colorado.
Colorado.
Oh, the sunshine
color
state.
My world.
Gorgeous.
Moonlight Sonata.
Gorgeous. So anyway, the Johnson kid, close to 38% from 3, about 3 assists, 3 rebounds per game, big time scorer. He's a little slight of frame, but 6'1", I can work with. He's about 170 pounds, so we can put some weight on him. And the other guy that I don't know that there's any links to, his name is Terrence Brown. He's from Utah. He had 2 seasons at Fairleigh Dickinson before that, so he's got experience, and he was a big-time scorer, 19 points per game in the Big 12. I saw him personally when I took that little trip to watch the Jayhawks, and Utah was going to get beaten that game, but this guy was fighting, clawing, taking it hard to the rack, trying to keep his team in the ballgame.
I thought you said he was with Angie Dickinson.
Angie Dickinson? Yeah.
Fairleigh Dickinson?
He was with Angie Dickinson.
Oh, then he moved on to Utah.
Then he went out there to Utah.
I see.
He was friends with the Whites.
With the Whites?
Yeah.
Walter?
My neighbors.
Oh.
So, I mean, hey.
Cooking up some meth.
If he was friends with them when even I wasn't, he must be a persuasive guy and a great guy. So, those are some names for Buckeye basketball.
I gotta tell you, that was a hell of a segment. That was really a good time.
You know what?
That was informative. Teddy, did you learn some stuff?
It doesn't.
I did,
yeah.
Yeah.
Colorado.
It doesn't always have to be.
No, it was good.
Wieners and pee-pee and poo-poo.
It was good, Teddy.
I like that.
I like it. You're taking this show to a new level.
Let's class the joint up a little bit every now and then.
I'm glad. And you know what? I'm going to do my damnedest to get it back underground.
Well, that's coming up next.
Absolutely.
So
go to
back
jail.
Into the filth.
Coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident on US 23 northbound approaching Powell Road. But still use caution. Also, debris is slowing you on the north outer belt westbound before Sawmill Road and on State Route 315 southbound after North Broadway. There is a stalled vehicle off on the right berm but causing some delays. This report sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll talk Masters with PGA professional Paul Hollenbaugh. Plus, we'll head down to Augusta with SI.com's Bob Harrigan.
Tina Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
I'm Yolanda.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts,
they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Speaking of the Instagram, is Paige Spiranak out at Augusta? Has she been invited with her nice cans?
She was there this week.
She was there?
You didn't see that? Yeah. Unless this was all fabricated and social media ruse. The stories that I was seeing from the Post that she had a day out there. I don't know if she was still there yesterday for a championship
round. Mark Calcavecchia.
Mark Calcavecchia.
Gets
Calcavecchia.
Whatever his name is.
Mark Calcavecchia.
Gets kicked out for using his cell phone.
Yes,
but
you can bring
Paige
your
Spiranak,
giant bosoms there.
Yes, exposed areola.
She's
just welcome. She's all right. We got Bobby Mack flipping off the green.
I'm getting a little confused with their standards as well. All right, but we got to keep some of
them. I just want to know what's allowed.
I don't know what's going
so
on.
So a little like boop 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 on your phone, not allowed. Nipples penetrating your flesh.
What if Jason Day comes up with an outfit from Malbon where his buttocks is exposed?
Your assless chaps?
Yeah, where there's like just a thong right there through it. But the rest of the pants are there. Just like, you know, help the undercarriage. Golf's a sweaty game.
Mm-hmm. All right, go to jail.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Oh my God, there's so many people that have to go to jail. Here's a quick one. Fish, our fearless leader, our program director, Matthew Fishman, a.k.a. Fishy. I get that you're bald. We know you're bald. But it's 70 degrees. He still had his winter hat on and his coat on when he was leaving work early today. He can leave work early. Put in a good, hard working
week.
Well,
he's got a doctor's appointment.
But he did have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, he's
appointment,
bleeding and then he's going from home. The rectum.
So, he's jailed 10 years. Stop wearing the winter hat. You're going to be fine. You want to chill your head off
first
a little
of all,
bit.
He knows that I find it ridiculous. But when you factor in he's walking 15 feet
15
to his car.
Feet.
He's not hiking someplace. By
no.
the way, he's going to get in the car, and it doesn't matter what the temperature is outside. When you park along our little fence by the radio station,
oh God, you're right.
It's like the surface of the sun. I don't know what happens, the power of reflection, whatever happens.
It
could be 40 degrees outside. You get in that car, it's 90. I don't know how it's possible, but it's true.
You're onto it because it's blacktop, so that's absorbing. And then we have a sheer white wall right there in a narrow space and then a tall fence. And the sun, there's no tree coverage. It's baking down. Our cars are parked there for
Fishy go to jail
six
for 10
to 8
years.
Hours.
10 years.
10 years for Fishy. I got one for my son, good old Jack, all right? Got certain dishes that you just don't put in the dishwasher. You probably have these in your house, right? Maybe it's a nice coffee mug that's hand-painted or some kind of nice pottery. Sometimes you got glasses that have a nice, like, you know, painted design on them. I have these Buckeye basketball glasses. I would never put them in the dishwasher, and I would hope that we would know, even though there's no writing on it that doesn't say dishwasher safe because they're handcrafted, you don't put them in the dishwasher. We got these other bowls. Do you do the, like, kettle bowls, chili bowls? What do you call them in your house?
Kettle bowls?
It's the bowl that's got the handle on the outside. I like them.
I don't have... I know what you're talking about. I don't have
them. We had a set of six of them. I love them. They were my favorite bowls. It was a Sam's Club set. And Sarah, of course, has broken three of them. So now it's just a set of three. But we've still got them. And they have a teeny tiny hole in the handle. Because that's where, you know, if you wanted to put hooks in your kitchen, you can hang them from above and they would look all right, add a little flair to the kitchen. He keeps putting these in the dishwasher and it just fills up with water. So even when it goes through its drying cycle, you pick it up and it's just all the water just spills right out of the handle.
Do you use a jet dry?
Yeah, we got the best of the best.
You got the drying agent?
We got a Whirlpool dishwasher.
I understand, but do you put the drying agent in there along with the soap?
What's a drying agent?
The jet dry. You got to squirt it in there, and it helps with the drying. Makes it dry, drier. It makes it dry, drier. Do you understand what I'm saying?
How is it going to get into this spot? Everything is dry. It's fine.
It'll help.
It'll
help with the crevasse.
No, I'm telling you. There's a pinhole right there, and the water gets in, and then it just leaks out everywhere.
Well, you know what, though? That's
you
not even jail.
Don't put it in the dishwasher.
It's got a handle, right? Take the pot, beat him on the head with it.
That's fine, too.
Jack!
That's fine, too.
Take this.
Last thing, too, and then we can carry this over if there's time. I don't know if I go to jail. I go to jail a little bit. Jack goes to jail a little bit.
You go to jail a lot.
Sarah definitely goes to jail. The bickering that went on when we were gallivanting around Boston
this
past week.
Because you told me this story, and as a dad who travels with a wife and a child.
We need to talk more about what goes on with family travel.
For some reason, navigation has fallen on my shoulders.
I'm the navigator.
I didn't sign up for navigation, but this has become my job. And that would be okay if the two idiots I was with would accept that navigation has fallen on my shoulders, and I have planned out certain things throughout the day instead of thinking they know where everything is in a city they've never been to.
Exactly.
Okay? So we're going to have a little discussion about that.
We didn't ask
because
for this.
Because Timmy,
did we
for the life
for
of me,
it?
Don't
no.
know why I even got married. And I know you came back from your trip and you said the same thing to me.
I watch these dating shows and you're just screaming at the TV. Just go
Save
to an
yourself.
Empty room.
Use your hand. It's better.
It's what you're going to be using anyway.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The wives feel the same. This report sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. There is an accident on US 23 northbound approaching Powell Road. The right shoulder is blocked. The stalled vehicle on State Route 315 southbound after North Broadway, that has cleared from the right side. So traffic here is improving. And on the north side, it's moving a bit better on I-71 southbound at I-670 because the debris is now out of that left lane. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Through the transfer portal, Ohio State basketball has landed guard Justin Pippen, who averaged more than 14 a game last year at Cal Berkeley. Son of Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen, Justin played his freshman year at Michigan. NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers in Atlanta tonight. Cavs with a four-game winning streak going. Second round of the Masters at Augusta National, Rory McIlroy. Still the pace setter. He's at 7 under par, 2 strokes ahead of Justin Rose and Patrick Reed. Cleveland Guardians begin a weekend series in Atlanta. Guardians have won 2 in a row and are atop the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds try to snap a 2-game losing streak when they host the LA Angels tonight. Reds are a half game out of first in the National League Central. Clippers continue their road series at Worcester, Massachusetts tonight. This update brought to you by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Draining, and Heating and Cooling. Together, they serve you better. Schedule today at thewaterworks.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's Go to Jail Friday. We'll do some Pick Your Parlay, 5 o'clock. But Timmy, you hit on something as we were going to break, and you were complaining about this with me earlier this week in the office.
And you have the same problem when you did Italy.
Exact.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere. I am tasked with being the navigator to get us places, which is fine. However, I'm never allowed to do my job. It's always somebody else saying, I don't think this is the right way. I think it's this way. Well, then please take the lead.
Why is it?
So Go ahead.
When I say that, I swear I try to be calm and collected. I don't sound like I'm yelling. You're screaming at the top of your lungs. I am. I feel like I'm being quite pleasant.
We needed a coffin. A tree.
Would you like to open up your phone and click on where the New England Aquarium is and take us there? I've got it here. The way I like to operate is I've always loved I would stare at a map for fun.
I love maps.
Randy McNally was my best friend.
I've got antique maps in the house. I love geography.
You have framed maps.
I do. I have framed maps.
Yeah. So you're a cartographist, as far as I know.
Is that what they're called?
A bicyclist? Philanthropist?
Industrialist?
So we're on our way to the New England Aquarium, right? This was one of the examples. And this is day 2. I've already adjusted to the MBTA system that they have. One of the more expansive train systems that I've ever seen. And being to a lot of the big cities, you could hop on a train, make one connection, and then you could take it all the way down to Providence, Rhode Island, if you wanted to, from up in there. And I'm seeing it on my phone. I'm like, okay, Green Line, get up to this spot, you know, shoot over on the blue line a couple stops, and then the name of the exit is Aquarium. It makes sense to me. That's the metro, that's the train stop exit. Well, we were going to lunch first, so we got off on this stop called Haymarket or something like that. There's a couple of them that we were using, and then we were just going to walk over because it was very, very close. I've got all this on the phone. Like, I've got it in mind, but it's rainy and windy. That's why we're doing indoor things. So I wanted to look and then get my bearings. Okay, we're going to go a couple blocks over there.
You don't want to have your phone out because it's raining outside.
You look like an idiot, too.
That's true. And you
look like a freaking moron.
You get distracted by the phone. Maybe you get run over.
Right. So I look, and then we walk. And we're doing that.
Perfectly sane thing to do.
Jax, you know, barked an order at me, like, we got to go this way. And I kind of, you know, put the hand up. You know, it's fine. It's right over there. And then as we, like, ventured around another corner, we hadn't seen the building yet, but I had trust in it that it was just going to be right around this corner. And then, because we're cold and tired and we haven't seen it, the aquarium didn't just pop up right out of the ground right here where we want to see it before it's really going to be there, she starts barking at me that we got to go down there where it says aquarium. And that's when I just said, well, honey, let's just go down there because that's just a metro stop. Let's just go underground, get on a train, and just take it right into the New England Aquarium. Let's see if that works. I did it for like the second time that trip where I said, well, you know, I would love for you to
take the lead. Look, there's nothing I would like more than to have nothing on my plate and just sashay around while you lead me.
And then I get the, why are you doing this right now?
Of course.
Why are you being this way?
Timmy, here's what I've realized.
Being what way?
19 years of marriage. How many years you've been married?
16.
16. All right, 19 for me, 16 for you. Is that every reaction that I have is wrong. Okay?
Whether it's something to eat, something to wear.
It's if I answer calmly, that's wrong.
You're too calm.
I'm being passive aggressive, and that's calm, and why are you doing it that way? If I answer with a little sass to my voice, that's wrong, obviously.
Oh, baby.
And God forbid I actually raise my voice. That also is wrong. So calm, wrong.
Yep.
Sass, wrong.
Yep.
Elevated tone, also wrong. I just started using my hands. I'm just, please, just go ahead. Please leave me.
Take us.
My wife also has no sense of direction at all. And so I'll plan out our day. When we take vacations, most of the time they're in cities. So we're out, we're exploring, we're doing things. That's the type of stuff we like to do. We're not beach people. We don't go to a resort and just lay by the pool all day. We don't do that. We go to cities, we walk around, we check stuff out. So there has to be a degree of planning. We're going here. Here's some restaurants we can go to that are in the area.
Oh,
so
my God.
And I plan this stuff out.
How great is that, though, when we have like a list of restaurants? And then how do we whittle that down the restaurant that we're going to go to?
I have my little ideas of what we're going to do. So we're walking. We're going to a museum. We're walking. And then I said, okay, and here's the restaurant that I had singled out for lunch. I looked at it. It's got good reviews.
I don't know if I like it.
Well, but you told me to find a place for lunch, and I went and I found this place for lunch.
Do they have anything for Samantha, though?
Oh, they have. She eats everything. She'd eat a shoe if you gave it to her.
I don't know about that. Not at this place.
No, but it's fine.
I looked at another place for lunch.
And then she brings out her phone, right? Okay, I'm open for suggestions. What did you look for lunch? Oh, it's 40 minutes walk in the other direction. Very good. Thank you. Thanks for helping. You did a great job.
One of her ideas was for going snorkeling somewhere. It was at a beach up in Maine.
Yeah, sure. Like, it's a good idea. You know what? Why did I think of that?
Hop in the
Here
car.
I am trying to look for things around the actual place that we're going to be at. But
let's hop in the car that we didn't rent. Get on up there to Portland, Maine.
Yeah, we're in Boston. Oregon, that's close enough. That it's matter. Like a block down the road. When I was a teenager, I had a cousin from Italy come visit. Never been to the United States before. Was staying in the house with me. And I said, anything you want to do while you're here? He said, well, I'd like to take a day trip and go to Las Vegas. And I said, no, geography's a little bit different here in America. That's a long way away. It doesn't work that way. My wife's in her 40s, still thinks that way.
We'll just hop on a plane.
Well, we're in the city.
Yes, huge city. And you can go an hour in each direction, still be in the city. So the restaurant that you've picked out is all the way over there. But you wanted to be all the way over here. Because you wanted to look at the David's Gooch.
So,
well, here we are, honey.
Which I'm glad you did look at David's Gooch.
And Michelangelo sculpted the David. It was very nice. We looked at his cash and prizes. And then she wanted to go to a restaurant that was apparently in like Siena or something.
What did you wind up doing? Did you go with your restaurant?
We went to the restaurant that I picked. And guess what? It was really good. Everybody enjoyed themselves. That's right.
A real nice time. I did like the Italian district in Boston. Have you heard about it? The North End?
I have been to Boston since I was a kid.
Probably the best collection of little quaint Italian restaurants that I've ever come across in a big city.
You know what they got a lot of in Boston?
What?
Portuguese. Portuguese.
Portuguese?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't venture
that whole area.
Those.
That, like Rhode Island and stuff, lots of Portuguese.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Good answer.
Okay.
And got the equalizer up here in the studio, Teddy. You big fan of that one?
Love Denzel. Yeah.
God, how many people does he kill in those movies?
I didn't think that's not Denzel. That's Sidney Poitier.
Stop it. Sidney Poitier. Found out that he was not in Star Wars, so sorry about that.
Wasn't in.
I thought that he was
Little Big League or a League of Their Own, whatever you thought he was.
Rookie
in.
Of the Year.
League. Oh, that was Tom Hanks, not Sidney Poitier.
Stupid
in
idiot.
A League of Their Own.
Let's talk about the beautiful act of giving birth.
Should we tell our wives that we love them after that segment?
It goes without saying we love them. We've been together for a long time.
I've always said if this is the stuff that we fight about and nag each other about, then we'll be totally fine.
If that's the worst thing that ever happens to
you. That's the worst thing that can happen.
It'll be A-okay.
But please just navigate us there.
You ever thought about giving birth at a sporting event? Well, it happened to someone. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident on the North Outer Belt eastbound after US 33. It's up on the right berm. Another problem on the east outer belt northbound after Hamilton. That's on the right side. And there is an accident on South High Street at Markison Avenue. Planned for delays. This report sponsored by Lowe's. During Lowe's Deck Days, pros get 15% off all in-stock composite decking. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. Shop the brands pros trust at Lowe's. Valid through April 22nd. While supplies last, selection varies by location. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The old days when people lived to be 40. You only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube. Ooh, just to name a few. Live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for a few showers early tonight across central Ohio, and then skies will clear overnight into Saturday morning. Overnight lows in the middle 40s. On Saturday, a lot of sunshine across central Ohio and high temperatures in the middle 60s. On Sunday, morning sun, some afternoon clouds, and warm. I'm forecasting 83 for the high. The record is 86. On Monday, some thunderstorms will rumble across the area. It's about a 50% chance. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey, I want to tell the folks about our friends at Tri-State Men's Health now.
Love them.
You know, there's three pillars to a long-standing and tremendous relationship. Love.
Yeah.
Intimacy.
Yeah.
Sex.
I
something that you and I are going to struggle to get from this point forward.
I don't like the way you say it. You take that word and you turn it into something filthy when it comes out of your mouth.
I'm sorry something beautiful offends you. But to most of us men, this is something that we care deeply about. And erectile dysfunction, mess it up.
Mess you up.
ED, it's bad. But Tri-State Men's Health, they've got treatments that can work when the pills or herbals fail. They've got treatments with success rates over 90%, and some of them can have you last an hour or more.
Dear God.
That's a long time. Two lovely locations right here in town. So it's easy to get to. That first visit, $99. You get the consult, the TMPSA test. If medically advised, you get the dose. If that doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Why would you be out there okay with just a mediocre sex life? You shouldn't be. So look at tristatemenshealth.com or call 800-900-9654. When you go into the office, just say, I'm here for sex.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, please don't.
An Edmonton Oilers fan experienced an unforgettable night at Rogers Place over the weekend. Why are we just hearing about this now, Teddy? It's Friday. What the hell are you doing?
I had heard about it, but I hadn't seen a story written about it.
Oh, thanks for letting us know.
Yesterday.
I appreciate it.
Sorry.
She went into labor and gave birth during the team's home game against Vegas this weekend. The incident unfolded on the arena's seventh floor as the second period progressed, prompting immediate attention from medical personnel on site.
My God.
Sportsnet play-by-play announcer Jack Michaels shared the developing news live on the broadcast. He said, breaking news. We have word that someone has gone into labor here tonight. There's a baby being born on the seventh floor at Rogers Place as we speak. So someone's going to have a great story to tell.
That is dedication to your team, right?
He said it would be nice to have the mother join us on After Hours to describe what has happened. But that could be asking a bit much. Instead, she appeared on a podcast called After Birth.
Do we have a baby? Do we have a baby name? Did they put that in the story? No.
We do know that the Golden Knights won the game 5-1.
Torts.
They named the baby Torts?
Well, he won the game.
it's a fitting name. I mean, that baby is born to be a hockey player.
Connor.
Right?
Connor would be a good name. And Edmonton.
Torts was the father. Torts consummated the baby in the first period. The gestation period was so quick.
Because it was Torts.
Because it's Torts. Second period, baby's born with a full hockey outfit on.
I say the baby's name has to be Jonesy.
Hey, how you doing there, Jonesy?
Burnsy.
Jonesy.
Bonesy.
So congratulations to the fine woman in Edmonton.
To the pregnant woman.
Who gave birth. I'll tell you what, we had a suite night once. Luxury suite night over at the Jackets game. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, we used to do such things. And we had some listeners come out. And this one listener that came out to hang out with me was legit 8 months pregnant, 8.5 months pregnant. I mean, very, very showing.
Showing and then some.
And I got concerned because at some point, she started to have some difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that every single time, this is when the Jackets still scored some goals. Every single time.
When was that?
That was a long time ago. The cannon would go off. The in utero baby would freak the hell out and start punching.
Wow.
Punching and kicking
That's
in there.
Wild.
To the point where she was concerned she was going to have the baby because of the damn cannon.
That damn cannon.
That damn cannon.
You're going to make this human burst right out of my body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did she do? She just dealt with it?
She dealt with it.
Dealt with extra kicking and screaming?
She would just sort of bend over. Her, excuse me, ma'am. Maybe this isn't the place for you.
Oh, no. I'm loving it. It's great.
If the baby could talk, I wonder what it'd be saying in there.
It's the baby coming out. That's what that sounds like.
That's the water breaking right now.
All that. There's a little bit of this.
And you're born.
Is that too?
Thanks for painting the picture.
I'll tell you, they don't tell enough first-time parents exactly what is going to happen in the birthing room. Or at least if you do, if Kristen knew, she didn't share it with me.
That's why I'm thinking about Beam, who just had his second. I wonder how that process went the second time.
I was prepared for yelling and screaming and fluids of some kind. But there's also the back end stuff that happens. And they don't really talk about that in the miracle of childbirth
class. Well, you know, that's why.
Chances are you going to crap on the floor.
That doesn't happen as much as they say that it happens. I'm sorry if that happened to your dear Kristen. But I couldn't even tell you if that happened because I accidentally got one look down there off of the reflection of a door panel as it was opening or closing when
you
another
did
nurse
accident.
Was coming to help.
There are people that want to be down there,
and it
there,
was
Timmy.
Like, I just, it was, it's like if you saw Bigfoot or an alien and you didn't quite know what you were seeing. He was just passing by a window and it spooked you where you go, oh my, you kind of got knocked backwards a little bit. That's what it was like, just a brief moment of me seeing my son's head popping out of his mother, and I'm like, ah! Then I just fixed my eyes back up there.
What's
and I
my
never,
baby's head doing in that big, hairy catcher's mitt? That's Eddie Murphy's words in Raw. I stole it from him. I'm going to give him the credit.
That's good. I didn't know that one. I stayed north, and I didn't venture down there ever again until the whole process was done. Mm. I don't know what kind of things were leaving her body after that.
Yep. Hey, the Big Ten earned $70 million from men's and women's NCAA tournament appearances. The bulk of that coming from the men's tournament. I want to say it's $63 million from that, and the remaining came from the women's tournament, but that is the largest of any conference. And they spread that out for all the schools. I contend.
You contend.
I contend. Just like when Big Ten teams go to the playoffs in football and they have to share it with the rest of the conference, I think those teams should be able to keep it. If you made it, that's who should be able to share it. So as much as it pains me, Michigan goes out there and wins the national championship, the bulk of that should go to them. They should not be forced to share that with other Big Ten teams that did not win.
Well, here's something that I'm reading from the AP, and tell me if you read this another way, but it asks the question, how much are Michigan and UCLA's titles worth? I'll just focus on Michigan men's basketball right here. And it says, citing an NCAA spokeswoman, reported that the estimated value of a unit for this year's men's tournament will be around $350,000 per year. In other words, over a 6-year payment cycle, one unit would amount to at least $2.1 million. Quick math saying that Michigan's run should earn the Wolverines $14.7 million or more in incentives for that 6-game run all the way to the championship game. It's big time stuff.
Paid over installments.
Yeah, but either way, like you make a run like that and you're already seeing what Michigan is doing. They're reinvesting that immediately back into basketball. Because, hey.
As they should.
As they should. They've made this choice. Why would you let up off the gas pedal right now? This is your time to go. They've already got Elliot Cadeau back in the building. JP Estrella, a top 30 guy in the transfer portal from Tennessee. They've got a big guy coming in there.
They're trying to get, I don't know, Ademara. They're going to certainly try to keep him there, who's 7'2" or whatever he is. And you can't get close to the basket when they have Ademara in the game.
Speaking of basketball, Buckeyes did something that, of course, they do all the time, and it pisses me off. I want to see more good non-conference games. I know every single game can't be a world beater. I understand you're going to have your St. Peter's of the world or whatever come in here. I got it.
We get that.
But
you're going to have bye games that you need to win.
You have to give the home fans something to be excited for. Most of the good stuff is on a neutral site, someplace else, some BS tournament. So I was very pleased when I saw a report that Ohio State's going to open up the season next year with a game against BYU. And I'm thinking, oh, they sign a home and home? Go to Provo and come here or the other way around? What's going to happen? No, it's a one-off, and it's neutral site. And the neutral site is Salt Lake City.
And so to add a little more to that, there is supposed to be a return game, but all we are hearing is that it will be in Ohio.
Oh, great.
Which to me...
Were they going to put that in Cleveland?
Cleveland or... It would be almost worse to me if you put it at Nationwide.
No, it wouldn't. At least that's in the city.
No, I know it is, but why wouldn't you just have it on campus if you're going to do that?
I don't know what to tell you.
You're right, though. It'd be better than having it in Cleveland, which we've done. And for Salt Lake City, I mean, that's up the road from Provo. Why not just have it on campus? Their arena there is bigger than the Delta Center. That's one of the biggest basketball arenas in the country. You wouldn't think it, but
BYU
men's basketball, they got Danny Ainge's name hanging up there in the rafters. Not many others, but they pack it in for their basketball team.
Can we do some go to jails?
Yeah, got some jailbirds.
All right, listener jailbirds in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
It's about a 5-minute delay because of heavy and slow traffic on the north side on I-71 southbound between I-670 and I-70. Also watch for some pockets of heavy traffic traveling on I-670 westbound between I-270 and I-70. It'll take you almost 30 minutes. This report sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Go to jail Friday, everybody. We want to hear from you. We got the email line up and running, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. We're on Twitter and X at manandtimmy971. That's where you can see a ridiculous photo of us dressed like we're playing in the Masters, suited up by Puma today. And I got one from that burner phone right now. It says, my clean guys.
The biggest load that we've seen.
I bought chocolate-covered peanuts from a student fundraiser today. They finally dropped them off, and the bag has everything melted inside of it and not in a good way. A student probably kept it in the bottom of their book bag all day. Go to jail. I'm here and there on that one when it's a student fundraiser. Bye. I'm with you.
You're not entitled to a delicious chocolate?
No, you are.
That's unmelted?
You are. I'm just trying to come up with a punishment for that.
The punishment is 6 months in jail for the kid.
I mean, I'd like to, I would rather take the time served away and say, let's do a retry and get a delicious fresh product on hand. That to me would be enough. And then these are kids, students, let's learn Let's give you an opportunity to learn. We'll take the jail time away. Yeah.
I like what you're saying.
However, understand that this is important.
However, one Singapore cane. Just one little whoop with the cane. Just one.
One Adrian Peterson switch.
That's right.
Just
take one of those tree branches off and
on the back left leg.
Sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
No problems. No problems with that. My Walker Texas Rangers.
Ooh, that's called sometimes choke time, coach.
I was lucky enough to enjoy the Clippers Dime a Dog opener. Oh, that's nice. Which was great. What I thought was total lunacy was my family, who was unable to throw down the 10 dogs that I bought and brought back to the seats for everyone. There are four of us. I ate three dogs.
Between the four of you?
My husband ate two, and our two sons had one apiece.
How old are the kids?
It doesn't say.
Well, that makes a difference.
Then, what do you want? If they're one,
I'll give them a pass.
It doesn't set from the tone of the email. It doesn't sound like they're one. And they had the gall to ask for other food. I'm sure they're 8 to 10, whatever. They had the gall to ask for food later on.
No, no.
I even offered up the dogs to some other fans and no one bit. Jail for my entire family. So that's five. First of all, jail for the husband for eating two. It's ridiculous. That is absurd. She had three. These are the Sugardale dogs. You eat four or five, okay?
Those are essentially sliders.
Those are
hot dog sliders.
Those are two biters. Two biters.
Oh, the way you eat them, you just...
Well, it kind of like scrunches
up. I know, you're like the...
You're not getting one
Kobayashi
of those?
When you eat those. I've seen you.
I take that as a compliment. You got to devour those dogs. For the husband to eat less than the wife
two?
There.
That's it for him?
That's what it says.
Are we sure this
three?
Is a woman?
He had
Maybe it's
two.
A gay couple. Maybe it's two husbands.
Well, either way, I don't care. And I don't think that takes anything away from the second husband.
You're right.
Do you?
No.
Two hot dogs? Get out of my face with that. That's despicable.
You know what? I'm not going to send the kids to jail. I don't know enough about them. But the husband... Two hot dogs? That's 5 years in jail.
And I don't know how many people in the section turned down the dogs, but I think that's a nice thing to do when you have like a big promo night like that and you overbuy.
Part of the sentence is too, by the way, you need to eat at least three hot dogs every night before you go to bed in jail. Not to mention the inmate sausage that you will be having as well.
And those hot dogs don't get to be cooked. You just have
just
to
raw dog.
You just have to take. Well, I mean, they're cooked,
they're
right?
Cooked, but
you
just
have to take. You have to pour a little of the hot dog juices into the bun, and you've got to eat that whole thing. All right, my friends of Bigfoot.
Ooh, that's called sometimes choke time, coach.
Did I just do that one? Did I do that?
He did.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Yeah,
they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I'm sorry.
This go to jail is for my son. Me and the wife went out for a date last night, and she was so kind enough to order him a pizza, albeit just a small pizza. We got back later that night, and this guy has eaten barely a quarter of this pizza. He, who is always hungry and snacking, can't even house a tiny pie. Plus, I seen to the receipt after the ginormous tip she left with delivery fee, and that little pie was almost $25. Eat your food, jail. Yeah, it's jail.
How old's
a kid? Small pizza. I don't
Again,
know.
Details matter.
Well, what are you yelling at me for?
If he's a 16-year-old, I'm going to go harder on him than if he's a 10-year-old is what I'm saying.
All right.
You probably don't leave the 10-year-old home alone, right?
I'm going to make it up. 15 years old.
All right. I assume since he's being left home alone, he's got pubes or something.
Of course. I assume that,
2 years in jail for the kid. And you got to eat a total large pizza every single night before you go to bed. It's not cooked.
You should want to do that. Oh, we're doing a giant Lunchables.
Just raw dough and everything. just eat it all. We just
rub the ingredients in your face just like that. We just shower you.
Uh-huh.
This sounds like your heaven. This is like Sarah's trip down the Krispy Kreme conveyor of goo. You just get, wouldn't that be amazing for you? Just to go to a place where they just throw pizza sauce on you and oregano.
No.
And cheese and pepperoni.
I don't want that. I want to eat it. I don't want it all over my body.
You can eat it. You can pick
pieces
off your chest.
Pick it off.
Eat them.
I'm telling you, man, this I'm getting body hair all over the place now.
And afterwards, we just slide you into the oven, bake you.
You know what? End it all. I would love to go. Teddy, do me a favor. When I die,
yes,
I want you to be the oven man for me, the human calzone. Can you do that for me?
What do I have to do?
You're going to work the oven.
I didn't know if this was the oven that's going to cremate you we're going to bake you into a calzone.
This is going to be succulent.
Okay, so this is like taking your meat for nourishing other people.
But
this
I would like my skin to be extra crispy. Make sure you make a little chicharrón.
Okay.
Chicharrón.
So I'll do that for you. You don't want to be an organ donor. You want to be a flesh donor.
Well, you can take my organs out.
You want your meats.
Unless someone wants to eat my spleen.
You don't care.
Maybe someone could use that.
Maybe the guy from Temple of Doom wants to.
No, he has the hearts. He didn't care about the spleen.
Did he eat the hearts or did he just rip them out of the bodies? I don't know. What does it matter? Did you have something here?
We're not doing go to jails?
No, I got more. I didn't know if you had. Sometimes you like to pivot and read a headline that none of us care about.
Here you go. I got one for you. Ready?
What do you got?
Hannah Hidalgo is heading back to Notre Dame for her senior season. I just like her name.
I like
it going through the Queen's voice. Hannah Hidalgo, yes! Let me tell you something. She's a stallion. She came right into the Schottenstein Center and took the Buckeyes out of the NCAA tournament. And the Buckeye head coach was so distraught he parked the car on his lawn and didn't know what his name was.
Hadn't seen you in a long time, Queen.
Oh, yes, I was here last Wednesday with T-Bone. I don't like you very much.
You don't like me very much?
No.
Is it something about my face?
Or yes, it is.
Is it my overall demeanor?
You remind me of a wise-ass butler that I had back in the day. A footman. Had quite an attitude on him.
Did you ever have...
Fed to the lions!
Oh, well, he's your butler. So you could do with him
as you please. Had sweet, sweet lovin'.
Really?
I was unimpressed by him.
Well, what did the king think of that?
There is no king. There's the duke, who's my husband.
That's either way.
There's not either way.
Shut up.
Shut up, Gil Beck.
Go away, you non-existent queen. I've had enough of it.
Come on, give me that one.
I did that one already. My ketchup haters.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Richard Kimball doesn't feel well.
I saw the biggest, most impatient piece of crap school bus Nazi in the world today. What is a school bus Nazi? We're all waiting behind school buses on one of our back streets for the little kiddos to get on the bus.
All right.
No screaming on the bus. And right after the bus could barely get the stop sign in, this gigantic small wiener pickup truck guy jammed on his gas and tried to illegally pass four cars in front of him.
What are we doing?
And the bus center lane.
What are we doing?
There was also a car legally entering the lane to turn left into their neighborhood, and this person almost caused a collision. I say instant death. What say you?
That's death
penalty. #GTJ. Oh, yeah.
That's death penalty, man.
That's death penalty, and we all
like
get to watch.
That's like the people that try and beat the train. They go around the gates.
Oh, did you see that video? Speaking of school buses, there was a bus. There was a bus that tried to beat the train.
A bus?
A school bus filled with children tried to beat the train, and there was some audio. I saw this on the news. Like, they played a clip of it, and something to the effect of the school bus driver saying, "I ain't stopping for no train."
Oh my! What? I hope yes, that was yes, the last charges, day on the job.
Yes, charges were brought up.
This String bean, terrifying. You have to stop for the train.
Just the fact that someone said, "I ain't stopping for no train."
I ain't got time to bleed. My new favorite giant is not my guy anymore. I've broken up with somebody. I'll tell you
my
why.
My giant, George Mirasol?
No, a different giant. Different guy entirely.
Okay.
That's coming up in, I was going to say 2 minutes.
It's next.
It's not 2 minutes. It's next. Was that 6 minutes, Ted?
No. Don't tell them how many minutes.
I'm sorry.
It's next.
It's 6 minutes. Seven. Maybe seven.
9 minutes.
Five? Teddy says five.
30 minutes.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
And traffic is heavy and slow near the downtown split on I-70 westbound between I-71, the east split, and Front Street. On the south outer belt, watch for delays westbound between US 23 south side and I-71. Also on the west side on I-70 westbound between Hilliard Rome Road and State Route 142, it's construction blocking the two left lanes, adding to delays there. This report sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Skip Musick has been on The Fan for nearly 80 years, and during that time, he's worn many hats. Executive producer for Ohio State Athletics, talk show host, private detective when Ron Stokes loses his phone.
Somebody do something!
He's done it all. But his proudest accomplishment, host of Tee to Green. If it has anything to do with golf in Central Ohio, Skip's on it. Cheers to the next 80 years, Skipper. And listen to Tee to Green Saturday mornings at 9 here on The Fan.
Planet Fitness has...
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, Mikey, we got an update on, for some reason, the giant that you've fallen in love with. He's not a good basketball player. I keep trying to tell you, this guy sucks.
He's a huge man. He's the tallest teenager in the world.
Okay.
He's 7'9".
And?
You put him in the paint? Right?
Well, then why?
You give him an erection? No one is going in there.
Stop it. You're disgusting.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
I want you to think about it for a second, okay?
I don't
want
to.
The opposing coach looks at whoever and says, I want you to drive that paint and get to the line. And the player says, I'm not going in there. Look at the size of that thing. And it's popped out and ready for attention.
Guy has a 3 foot 2x4 sticking out of his shorts.
No one's going in there. Can you imagine him taking a charge? You get impaled. It goes right through your chest.
What if he fell down, though? My God.
Doesn't matter. He balances on it. It's like a circus trick.
He's spinning plates.
He's Red Panda.
Don't you dare bring Red Panda. Ah, jail. She's clean. Don't mess with her. She fell off of her unicycle.
She's back. She's
like
fine.
15 good. Feet. She broke her wrist.
Think
she's
about it.
She's a competitor.
It'd be like having a 600-pound goalie.
That's right. People always say, oh, Common Man, it's been debunked. The Mythbusters, they did a thing.
Why don't we put a blob in there?
The fat goalie doesn't really do anything. It's like, no. When they've tested this, they test like a 350-pound
person. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like 700-800 pounds. They're in Dr. Now's office. They just sit right there. There's literally no space to put the puck.
What is the ruling on that?
There's no ruling. What ruling? You get someone who pushes them out there. I mean, yeah, they can't come out and play the puck like a goaltender.
So instead of the doors that open for the
Zamba forklift,
you have to.
Think about it. Plus, it gives that person dignity. They have a job.
You think you want to eat a hamburger? How about we get you a net?
They have a job. They have a purpose.
Sounded like Gary Black.
Can I tell you something? I wish Dr. Now would coach the last couple games for the Blue Jackets.
Wouldn't matter.
Oh, you're an enabler. Stop taking stupid penalty. You're supposed to be the captain of the team, number 38. What's the matter with you?
Now. Dr. Now sounds like he's from Eastern Europe for some reason.
From Iran.
What are you doing? You have to get out of there. There's a bomb in there. Get down. So Olivier Rioux, he's the Florida big man. He's 7'9".
7'9".
He's reportedly seeking upwards of $3 million.
Okay, that's a lot of money.
He averages no points and no rebounds. That's kind of a deal.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, he shot 50% from the floor, but when you're averaging no points, I mean, we don't really have a big sample size.
How could you average no points if you have a shooting percentage?
All right, 0.5.
Okay, well, don't sell him short.
That's
0.5 more than you averaged.
It's a good height joke right there.
What?
Don't sell him short.
It's always a good joke when you have to explain it.
Well, it's not my fault your puny mind didn't get it the first time.
Sorry. Was there more to that or what? $3 million, that's it?
That's it.
We don't know if that's true. That's just a report. I bet I could talk him down. I'll get him down to $3,000.
Do you remember that guy?
$3,000, Teddy. We can manage that.
Yeah. $3,000.
Yeah.
You couldn't get a rock in here for $3,000 with what the prices are now in the transfer portal.
I don't want
Gabe,
a rock.
Gabe Cupps was probably $500,000.
Gabe Cupps made $500,000?
I said I think. It could have been like closing in on that. Can you imagine?
Look, somebody had to give it to him. So
yeah,
people are like, oh, they're robbing him. He's robbing him. It's like, no, someone had to give it to him. But the fact that somebody at some point looked at Gabe Cupps and said, you're worthy of $500,000 makes me vomit a little bit.
I hope that those guys that are leaving Ohio State find a place. My guess is it's got to be a step down MAC level. I think you saw two Buckeyes do quite well at Akron. Evan Mahaffey and Bowen Hardman were at Akron this past year.
Do you think we have even one Gabe Cupps highlight in our system?
No.
Again, we are the home of the Buckeyes. We pull highlights probably 10 to 12 per game. Okay, so we're talking about the entire season. Do we have one Gabe Cupps highlight in here?
It ain't gonna never happen.
Well, I'm looking. I'm searching.
It's not in there.
Did he have a 3 against Michigan in the Big Ten tournament?
And I have it. Ready?
You didn't fool me, bucko. You lose. Play it.
Oh, you know what? This hurts more than anything. It really does. The fact that you called me on it, it hurts more than anything.
I win.
I'd rather be impaled by the giant and his big dog.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now.
Oh.
Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh. Well, pardon my French, but
I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I lose. You called me on it.
You had me for a second.
Just for a second.
You had me for a second of as you were closing in and you're searching for it. I'm like, I know what this son of a bitch is doing.
We'll do some pizzazz. Pick your parlay coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident on the west side on I-70 westbound at Wilson Road. It's on the left berm, so that's why traffic is pretty slow. Also, be aware of delays on the south outer belt westbound between US 23 and I-71. This report sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $15 off any oil change. Offer includes a free tire rotation, and you'll earn $7 toward your next service with Duramax dollars. Offer ends April 13th. See store for details. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. Jake Diebler got started on the roster for next season today, adding Justin Pippen from the transfer portal. Pippen is transferring in from Cal, where he averaged 14.2 points per game and led the team in assists at 4.6 per game in his sophomore season. He is the son of NBA legend Scottie Pippen. Round two of the Masters is underway at Augusta National. Defending champion Rory McIlroy is still at the top of the leaderboard. He's tied with Patrick Reed at 6-under. Both are currently on the course. They have a one-shot lead over Justin Rose, Christopher Ratan, and Jason Day. The Reds look to snap a two-game skid tonight at Great American Ballpark hosting the Los Angeles Angels. First pitch is at 6:45, and the Guardians are in Atlanta taking on the Braves. They get things started at 7:15. This update sponsored by Awake 180 Weight Loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Visit awake180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I got a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. What's for dinner tonight, homie?
Dinner tonight's pizza time, man.
From?
I can't wait. I might pull this play, because I think, Teddy, did you say this was one of your plays last week? You picked up a Sexton's at the new Little Grand spot.
I did.
And then yeah. Fly to home.
Yeah, and it was fantastic.
You loved it, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Did it transport well?
It did. And my wife, she the first time she had ever had it, she said that was one of the best tasting pizzas she's ever had.
Oh, well, that warms me.
Yeah.
They went pretty deep, didn't they? Were they Final Four? Sorry, my memory's slipping. They were Final Four, right?
I don't think they went Final Four.
Maybe they're Elite Eight, maybe. They were far in the tournament.
I got the bracket over by my desk.
Finals, I mean, Pizza House won, and they
beat Adriatico.
Like how we did this two weeks ago, and we've already forgotten everything about it.
Well, there's so much great pizza. We have one of the best pizza cities around. Oh, and I did my video popped up today for JT's, so you guys can see what the pizza of the month looks like there. It's really delicious.
Did you have
I would encourage
nice,
people to try it.
Awkward 9-second handshake as well?
No. So for another go to jail, somebody was sending me to jail for my handshake. Now that you bring that up.
Well, your handshake, the first video you did was ridiculous. It made everybody uncomfortable. It was like 9 pumps. It was ridiculous.
But I contend.
You contend.
That I did a lot better. And I'm not sure if it's me or if it's Chef Paul who's initiating the pumps. Because if you watch the video, it really looks like his AC joint up on his right shoulder. He's like got the action going. And I had it down to about 3 seconds.
You have to know when to release.
I had one pump too many. I think there were 4 pumps. 3 is probably the limit and that's it. But timing-wise, we're much better. We're showing improvement. I think we want to get down to a point where it's just a nice, calm entry point, and it's 2 pumps.
2 pumps.
And then
get out.
And then a slight pause, and they're small pumps, too. We're only going about, like, 6 to 8 inches up and down. That's it. Just a nice...
You know what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know it's a good
and
move?
And then out.
2 pumps, and then remove, and then just an instant pat on the shoulder, like back of the shoulder. You do a little pump and then a little.
I love the shoulder pat.
Yeah, shoulder pat's good. I do the shoulder pat to Maddie Hayes every day.
I love pleasant touching.
Really shows someone you care. I think. You ready for pizzazz?
Pizzazz.
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
We got a big weekend of sports upon us. Let's get things started with some local flavor. The last time we saw the Jackets, they were getting punched in the face by the Sabres. But they're going back to Montreal. Another team in the thick of the playoff race. I got a good feeling about this one, Timmy. I think the Jackets go up to Montreal and lose.
Gonorrhea.
Probably badly. Take the Canadians at home. More local Crew at home against Orlando on Sunday. Orlando extra stinky. Fewer points than the Crew. Crew game is at home. I say the Crew get it done. Also on Sunday, the Columbus Aviators fly south to battle Dallas. Actually, they don't fly at all because they all live and work there. They're a fake local team, but I digress.
Oh, they fly south, yeah.
Renegades are favored by 7.5. I think they cover that, and the Aviators keep their winless, crappy record. You think we're done with local? No! Volleyball! Columbus Fury against the Atlanta Vibe. Vibe are the favorites. I'm gyrating. You can't see it. Vibe are the favorites, but I don't care anything about that. I say the Fury get it done. Italian soccer. My guys, Como against Inter Milan. Lots of buzz around this one. The Fighting Lake Comos get it done for George Clooney. Let's go. Now, you don't think that I would do some Masters today, did you?
I did, too.
You
think
did?
That?
Okay,
yeah,
here's some names for
moron?
A top 10 finish. Rory?
Yeah.
Scotty?
Yeah.
Justin Rose?
Yeah.
Jason Day in his stupid bird outfit?
Oh, he's up there, baby.
Tommy Fleetwood?
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Scotterup!
Scotterup!
Tonight, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Professional bull riding. I'm going to go with Marco Rizzo to win it all. Why him? Because he has an odd name for a bull rider. I thought maybe he was some European guy on the circuit, but no, he's a country boy from Virginia, and his nickname is Money Man. Well, Money Man, it's time to win the common man some scratch. $10 on all of that wins you $145,000. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Who was that? Rizzo? Anthony Rizzo?
Marco.
Tony Rizzo?
Rizzo. When you're in the pool, you go, Marco.
From Virginia.
Rizzo. No, from Georgia. Pay attention to what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. Who was from Virginia?
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. And a lot of other people. All right, listen to mine. Welcome to my perfectly sane, actually have a chance to win this one, but probably not parlay. I'm not going to net you $400,000 or anything this time like you.
$145,000.
This is a calculated, carefully crafted, meticulous parlay designed and engineered to the exact specifications of a Nike athlete type of parlay. In the NBA, dust off your favorite basketball-watching cuck chair and look at those 51-win Cavaliers. Come on, Cavs. They are rolling. They just beat Hotlanta. Peace up, A-Town. What? Now they go down there and they get 7.5 points. Take that deal. You want that deal. And Jalen Johnson, Harden, Mobley, all over 20 points. On the ice, the CBJ Death March that you said goes north of the border. Douse yourself in syrup because that's the only good feeling you're going to get as the boys are in Canada losing to Montreal. Take the Canadiens giving 1.5 on the puck line and take the Flyers getting 1.5 on the puck line in Winnipeg because that's how we feel. So, Masters is up there right now. I've got a lot of action on this. So here's your top 10 picks, top 10 finishers, Rory, Rosie, Scotty, Patrick, I want to tackle you at Muirfield Village Reed, Brooks Koepka, Shane Lowry. Back. And then we're going to add to this for top 20s, TRL, I hate everybody and everything Hatton, middle finger, right in Bobby Mack's face, Wyndham Reserves, Wyndham Rewards, Clark, Ben Griffin, the golf cop, and Hideki Matsuyama, one of the best Masters Champions dinners ever. Those are all top 20s. All you do is put a little $10 on this, $3,200. How's that sound?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, pizzazz,
Teddy. Doesn't sound as good as $145,000. Teddy!
Pizzazz, all right. Yeah, of course, mine's just walking around money this week, so I'm going to give you a little $10 bet that can get you $500. All right, here we go. Masters. I love Justin Rose as well. He had, you know, was in the playoff last year against Rory. He may win this.
He's not
five
win.
Under par, baby.
He's not
five
win.
Under par.
He's gonna crap all over himself.
No. I just have him top five though.
All right, top five's okay.
Yeah. And then Tommy Fleetwood, you know, he's always not been great in the tournament and the Masters and the majors and everything like that. He had a nice little resurgence at the end of last year.
Oh, he is good. He just doesn't win.
Well,
he's always
win.
Been
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
He just doesn't
right.
win.
Well, I think he's going to get into the top 10 for this once I have Tommy Fleetwood, top 10. Now, my other ones here, I just have three others, and it's all in the NASCAR area here. All right. Today, they're racing the trucks. They're all at Bristol, baby. It's Bristol, baby. All right. Tonight in the truck race,
I hate to do this to you. That's too much pizzazz.
We got
you're gonna have a hernia. You're gonna bust something out.
They got three series this weekend: the trucks and the O'Reilly series and the top Cup series on Sunday. So tonight in the truck race, Christopher Bell, he's stepping down into the truck series.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll get a top five finish. These are going to be top five finishes here. By the way,
why do we do those truck things?
They're fun to watch, man.
Fun to watch. Hey,
just keep it at a car.
I like him.
No, I like him. All right. Connor Zilich, he's stepping down as well, going into the O'Reilly series. He was fantastic here last year. I'm having him get a top five. And then in the Cup series, Timmy, you'll know this name, Ty Gibbs of the Gibbs
Joe
family.
Gibbs.
He has not won a Cup Series race.
Oh, but he will today. He will
this
that
year.
Day.
He has been great at getting top fives, and I'm putting him down for top five. He might win this thing.
He's going to win.
But that's who I got. $10 get you $500. Good walking around money.
And
pizzazz.
Thank you,
JGR. What about instead
JG
of
Wentworth?
JG Wentworth.
Joe Gibbs Racing.
877
cash. No.
What if instead of truck racing, we have RV racing?
With Bo Bishop?
That there, Bo, is an RV. Don't you go getting too attached to her.
Down at, was it Area 51 or wherever he was at?
Bo was at Area 51?
No, what's the place down in Florida that he goes to?
Oh, that's right, the Panhandle.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Redneck Riv?
No, he had some sort of name for it.
The Florida Panhandle.
I was with Boopsy and Beamsy at the AR-15, and
oh man,
that's what you get when you go to the Panhandle. Stay away, mess you up.
I've been down there one time.
Yeah,
buddy of mine got married down there. It was nice. There were Whataburgers, and then there was a lovely beach. It was a private beach that the hotel owned.
That's nice.
What was the what's the big beach town called down there? I can't think of it now. Destin. Yeah. Destin, Florida.
I've been down there several times.
It's Destin. Your destiny. I mean, your density.
We really got nothing left today, huh?
So, what do you take for those allergies?
Zyrtec.
You say that weird.
Isn't it? How do you say it?
Zyrtec.
Is it Zyrtec? I thought it was Zyrtec. Teddy, what is it? Zyrtec or Zyr?
Which would you rather pronounce?
Zyrtec or Zyrtec?
Yeah, Zyrtec or Zyrtec.
Rendezvous or rendezvous?
They got some good ribs.
Rib City?
We built Rib City
on rock and roll.
No, it's on sauce and bones. Come on.
Shit. Yeah.
Hey, we got some confirmation that the worst people in the world live in the city of Philadelphia. That's coming up next. Colin Manning, Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is backed up because of an accident on the East Outer Belt. It is southbound, right near East End Way, but it is in the left lane. With police on scene, we're seeing even bigger slowdowns. On the west side, I-70 westbound at Wilson Road. It's an accident on the left berm there. And you're slow on Hilliard-Rome Road because of an accident right near Renner Road. This report sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Heather Pascoe for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
It's an unmitigated disaster. There's not a parent out there that has a boy that age that is not aware of where they are with this. It is a disaster every day.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, we'll get rid of the showers early tonight. Across central Ohio, then skies will clear into Saturday morning. On Saturday, a lot of sunshine and highs in the middle 60s. Really warm on Sunday. Breezy, some morning sun, some afternoon clouds. My forecast is 83. The record high is 86. On Monday, about a 50% chance of a couple rain showers or a couple of thunderstorms. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man is one soiled bed sheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. April is the perfect time to reset your home for the long run, and Universal Windows Direct makes that decision easy right now. When you buy two windows, you get two free, and there is no limit. So let's say you need 10 windows.
Then you pay for five.
There you go.
Oh,
there's your answer.
I can do that,
Matt. You pay for five, and there's no limit. So if you need 100, you pay for 50. Must be nice. The more you upgrade, the more you save. Plus 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's two full years. And $500 bonus off your home improvement project. Maybe you're saying, yeah, but I wish I could get a free estimate because I don't know how much it's going to cost. Well, good news. You can call them today. 614-502-5220 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Tell them Common Man sent you and they'll say, who's that? And you'll say, yes.
This is ridiculous. You just made notice of something that happened on the Masters coverage. And I think you bring up something, you know, that we should take into account, because when you're on camera for a 5+ hour round of golf, there are things that you need to occasionally do, like maybe make an adjustment. And I missed it, but you swear you looked up and saw Tommy Fleetwood just grab and adjust.
Tommy Fleetwood gave a nice little tug there. And look, I'm not ripping him for
I'm
that.
Not either. And all I right? was saying that's okay. That happens. Sometimes you need
have
to adjust.
To be your best. Okay? And you can't be lining up for a putt and be thinking about how a pube got caught in the water hose.
Well, you don't have to say it like that.
I do have to say it like that because I want to paint that picture for you.
You just have to get in there. You don't even really have to be all that nonchalant. Just a quick adjustment.
I don't think you should.
That's it.
Look, let me tell you something. If you got to pick, you pick. If you got to adjust, you adjust.
I would say,
if you got to smell something, then smell something.
We got asked this long before, and I don't know if I thought of this one at a time. Like, what are some nervous tics or things that you do without even realizing? And that was a tough thing to answer at the time, because that's what makes it a nervous tic, because you truly don't realize that you do it. But it was brought up again to me. So Sarah she made another comment a couple nights ago or so. About how
I just like the way you said that.
I always
she made another comment.
She said another thing. She says some things.
about how my hand is just always there, just all the time
on your crotch.
Just when it's couch time, it's just sort of naturally right there.
See, I do,
and I don't even know that I'm doing it, I guess it's
outside
comfortable.
The pants.
Sometimes inside.
See, I put it
right,
in the waistband.
I understand how that sounds. But
it's the Al Bundy, but I err more towards the hip or thigh.
Oh, no.
Start of the cracky area. I'm usually going back there.
I'm front and center.
Yeah.
And sometimes
you're in your own house.
Sometimes it's inside, sometimes it's outside.
You're
but
flesh
she'll,
and blood.
She'll catch me when it's inside. But I mean, it's outside the boxers.
Oh, you don't go inside the boxers?
Maybe sometimes there's a little.
I mean, we're among friends here, Timmy.
We're human. Like you said, we're flesh and blood.
Flesh and blood.
You're in your home. The sacky is just doing its thing.
It's
and we don't want him in the first place.
To say that because they don't have things dangling from that part of their body.
And when you're in, I like to sit in the lounge area, the chaise lounge area of the sectional couch. Right? It's the Cadillac of spots on the couch. It's comfortable. So if I'm in recline mode, everything's just, it's just sitting there. It's just pressing up against my legs. So you've got to adjust from time to time.
It's like a weighted blanket.
We bought another one of the many things that Sarah has purchased that has gone straight
Kristen
in the garbage.
Kristen got one too. I think
it's like
she used
$75
one time.
This thing. She was talking about it for months.
Oh, it's good. It's like a security blanket. It makes you feel good.
It's like therapy at home, and then it was right in the trash.
Gone. They have new ones now. I saw one at the store the other day. It's
What's
for your
the deal
face.
With the new ones?
It's a weighted blanket. No, I'm dead serious. It's for your face.
Would you put one of those on my face and just throw me right in the ocean?
Smother you to death. My pleasure.
Just let me. Speaking of throw me in the ocean.
Teddy, where you put your hands when you're sitting on the couch?
I was just about to say something to you.
I'm sorry. I want to know what Teddy does.
What do you do?
I think I just have him down kind of by my side. Or maybe I have him together and then
you don't,
down.
You don't know.
Just all balled up.
Yeah.
Like stress.
Most of the time I have like... Either I'm on my phone or my iPad, though. I have it, so I have my hands on that usually.
That's not good for you, Teddy.
I know.
You got to have some alone time with your privates.
Sorry, I'm addicted to it.
I had something
for
you,
though.
You're
a dick, all right.
So I said, speaking of the ocean, I don't know if I told you this, but you know that my folks are doing like this year of travel. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
And
aggravates me. They're not even my parents, and it aggravates me.
And right now, they're... on a cruise. This would, you talk about your worst nightmare. I say I would have just thrown myself overboard by now. They're on a 18-day cruise.
18
days. From Buenos Aires all the way to like Mallorca, Spain or whatever coastal Spanish city.
They crossed the whole kit and caboodle.
They're doing the whole
thing. They went the whole thing.
Cruising across the whole world right now.
What is there to see out there? There's nothing
out
there.
A lot of water.
You're crossing the Atlantic Ocean.
It's really just a means of travel for them. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, I understand.
They're using, this is their mode to go from where they were in South America to get to Europe. They just elected this over just fly on a plane.
I'm not a cruise guy.
To kill some more days.
It's not for me. I've been on one cruise in my life. I wanted to kill myself. It was terrible.
I've never been. You're telling me I should never go. I don't want to go.
No, guys like you and me are not made to cruise the high seas. But I at least understand the cruise when every single day you're in a new port. It's like, oh, I'm at the private beach today. And then you go to bed and they sail at night and you wake up and you're at the new place.
Look what the Buckeye Cruise
does. Let's go explore the new place. Yeah. But crossing the Atlantic Ocean.
Crossing the ocean.
On a boat. Hey, we woke up the next day. Where are we? Looking at the same thing we looked at yesterday. Open water.
I don't know what I'd do with myself after 3 days of it.
I would pray the boat sank.
I saw he posted on Facebook they have a bunch of thonged women that are just out there dancing.
That's what he's doing, taking pictures of that, sending it to you. Hey, son, you like the jiggling asses, don't you? Check this one out. This one's got licorice upper crack.
Dad, you got to get on Instagram. It's a fun time out there.
Do the Philadelphia story. Come
so, on. Okay. So there's many different things that I think of when I think of this. So I think we've seen these on Ohio State's campus now for a number of years.
You know about the food robots? I think of food robots, and I want, my mind wants to go to like the creepy Boston Dynamics guys that just kind of have the weird looking joints.
But I've they're heard like four of the foot food tall, robots, but
humanoid looking robots.
I haven't been in a place that actually has them.
They're like little boxy things, but they call them robots. They're kind of androids. They have sensors and all that on them. And Uber Eats, I guess, is rolling these out in more markets. And I'm reading this story about how Philadelphians are just beating the ever-living ass out of these robots.
I kind of like that,
every
though.
Nook and cranny of the city, they're beating the crap out of them. They're flipping them upside down, robbing them. You name it.
There was one...
They say they're not going to let that deter their rollout. I mean, they plan on vandalism and all that stuff, as you do.
You plan on it.
Oh, you do. You have those scooters. You think they don't...
I was just going to tell you.
The Lime scooter guys, they don't plan on vandalism?
The neighborhood in Chicago, and I forget where it was, but it was up against the lake, so north side-ish,
yes.
Right? And the scooter company kept dropping off scooters in this neighborhood, and they would just disappear. And they didn't know where the hell these scooters would go. And it turns out residents were taking the scooters and throwing them in the lake. Just take them and throwing them in
lake
there.
Lake Michigan?
Lake Michigan, yeah. All these scooters just in the lake.
You mean East Chicago?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, man. So,
you know what? I'm sticking up for you, Philadelphia.
No, but here's the other thing quickly. Are we really getting that lazy? We can't go and get our meals.
Yes.
It's not enough that we have delivery people and Uber Eats. We have to continue finding ways now with robots. I still...
You have to tip a robot?
Yeah. I'm sure the Toast tablet flips around there and it shuns you if you don't give 30%.
I have a question for you. Right.
You know what? You say that in jest. I bet the people do tip
and
those robots.
And then the robot casually looks away, too. They teach it to look away,
so it's not
looking right at you when you're tipping.
I still go out for my meals. I rarely do delivery services. I like to go and pick up, or I like to eat in house.
Can we do some jails?
No. Yes.
Okay. More go to jails in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
An accident on the East Outer Belt southbound just after Easton Way is on the left side, and it's moved out of the left lane, but traffic here is still pretty slow. An accident, Hilliard Rome Road near Renner Road, is causing some stop-and-go delays for the afternoon drive. This report sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
It's a go to jail Friday. Get in touch with us at Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093 or email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Want to have one right now? I got one from our guy James from the goodcleanboy@gmail.com account. Your honors.
You switched the samples.
He tells us that our show has committed a terrible crime against our ears and, worse, violated your own constitution.
What? What?
As staunch supporters of no dirty man noises in your age-appropriate entertainment.
Yeah.
There should be no such sounds during the show. Did you ever have that as a rule before I got here?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't understand.
So this is a well-thought-out email.
I don't understand why, when you have one of those videos that you watch by yourself for a long time, why some men have to make noises or sounds.
Maybe they can't help themselves.
You know what? I don't care. It's your job. Be a professional.
Edit it out.
I'm not there for you. Okay? I'm not there for you. I'm there for her.
Yeah, but what
and if, what's happening what, to
what,
her?
What if somebody else is there for...
You should be seen and not heard.
What's happening to her is disgusting. It's just disgusting.
And we don't need more disgust piled on by hearing... Let me tell you a little story.
This is a true story.
Out
of you, buddy.
This is a true story. Listen. A while ago, watched one of these flicks. Okay?
Yes.
All right. There's a dude.
Yeah.
In there. And there's dirty talking.
Okay.
Occurring. And I don't need it. I don't need it. It's unnecessary. Whatever. And this guy is the worst dirty talker, too. That's what makes it terrible. He's the worst. He's just saying words that seem to have no place. At one point, he says in like a yeah type of voice, he says, eh, consensual sex. And I'm thinking, what's the alternative? There's only one other alternative. It's called rape. What are we doing here?
Oh my God! That's I'm dead. Consensual.
And then I flipped it off.
Good thing for you. There's like 19 billion other.
I understand.
Six minute vids for you to watch.
Ruined all of it. It's all ruined.
Somehow I don't
all
believe
because
you.
A guy couldn't keep his mouth shut. Don't need to hear from you.
Anyway, he goes on. Good sidebar story. Exhibit A, the show's open. A dirty man noise is prominent after the sploosh sounder. It's a great email. Exhibit B, the most egregious violation. In the foodgasm sounder, there is a grotesque put the communion wafer on my tongue noise in the background. Plus, it's faint, which makes it even worse. I ask for the maximum sentence.
You're right.
So death.
You're
and that all versions of the audio be erased from the dad. James, I thought you were like the
James.
Biggest hardcore listener ever, but you know we don't use the dad anymore. It's Zeta!
James,
and he says the prosecution rests.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And he said,
"P.S. I will kill myself after the show."
And he said, "P.S. A little baby." That's Jimmy thing.
Consensual. James.
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing to say.
What else?
You're a weird guy, Ace.
Was he just like making conversation? Because that, I'm against that. Like that's
it. Pretty much was
ever,
like that.
If you've ever had,
got to get to the grocery store.
If you've ever had just chit chat during that,
chit chat,
it's done.
Scared me a little bit.
What? What are you talking about?
Nothing. Teddy heard it too.
No, he didn't. Shake your head. All right. Here's another one.
Justifiable homicide.
You ready?
Yes.
My smut peddlers.
That was all about Cox. Fletcher Cox.
Go to jail for whoever got us into all this Easter store-bought crap. Mainly the fake plastic grass that gets everywhere and the cheap-ass Easter eggs. The eggs are all over the house, and it took me hours just to get the stupid things to connect. I know what he or she is talking about with that. And my dog ate a ton of the grass and got sick and crapped a ton of it out. Yuck! Jail for Easter, jail for Jesus too. Okay, all right.
I don't know if we send Jesus to jail, but probably escape.
How do we send probably escape?
Probably escape. I mean,
Well, he rose from the dead, so I don't think bars will hold him back.
Where'd that inmate go there?
He's
long-haired fellow with the beard.
He's gone.
Just vaporized in the thin air. He's gone.
Yeah, 5 years for Easter. Although, you do have the sales to look forward to. You get a lot of cheap candy.
Oh, let me tell you
something. You just hit up Anthony Thomas.
The Monday after Easter, you go to Anthony Thomas, get yourself some chocolate eggs. Good eating.
My sea chair sitters.
Jack and Dick.
Go to jail for this overbearing woman who couldn't wait to get our table at a pretty crowded Bud Dairy the other week. I've been there. I like that spot. McGinnis Grill. Go check that place out when you're there. It was really busy, and groups were obviously waiting to get seated, and she came over to us and asked us if we were almost done, when, to be quite honest, we weren't. I told her it might be 15 minutes or so, and she proceeded to just stand 3 feet behind me and wasn't moving. Our entire family is there eating. I politely asked her if we could have some space, and she scoffed and shrugged. Go to jail, you moron lady. It's pretty annoying.
10 years.
Yeah. Some people just don't have awareness. I put her in the same group of people that are just wandering, you know? The people that enter... This one gets me every time. We go into the Sam's Club, and then everyone just stops. Okay? We stop right in the front of the Sam's Club.
Look at that. It's a big store, huh? Where should we go first?
Right. We're there. Oh, let's fiddle around with the purse.
I didn't think they changed one of those light bulbs up there. That ceiling's got to be 40 feet.
And I know they have some items that are right there kind of along the line when you walk into the store. Maybe we can reconfigure a little bit, but move your ass. Go into the store. Like, there's more that we can accomplish here. I'm the guy that's like getting in there, going straight by the optometrist so I can go the back route to get to where I need to go. I had to throw Joshua Perry in jail too.
Why is that?
Not because he said, you told me that he said last week he would not take me to Augusta if he won tickets there.
He said he didn't know you well enough for that. And I understand that. You guys are not at the stage of friendship where you're taking trips together.
I thought that we were. I guess he doesn't see it that way.
You're not.
No, apparently not.
What's his wife's name?
She's very lovely.
And see?
And her name is Maddie.
You're not at that stage yet.
Maddie?
Is it Maddie?
I think it might be. But I've been wrong before.
You've been wrong.
Sydney Poitier.
You've been wrong many times today.
What was I wrong about today?
I'm sure there was something. What, are you keeping a tally, Ted?
You told me.
They'll never stop writing in there if we start keeping a tally.
You told me a guy was from Virginia, and then I said, what part of Virginia? And then you said, I said Georgia. You switched the samples.
I said Georgia first.
I could be wrong about
that,
too.
Stop.
But he was on the side of, he likes to keep things out on the countertops. It's one of the things at home that will always drive me nuts. I'm always asking Sarah and Jack, could you please, put, Jack, you got your water bottle you brought home from football practice, wash it, and then put it in its spot in the cabinet. Stuff's always all over the countertop. Josh was like, oh, I love leaving stuff out on the countertop because it's easier to access, easier to get to. To me, that's insanity. If we're not going to put things away, put things in their place.
See, that surprises me.
At what point is it ever going to stop?
He's a very clean guy, very neat guy.
Yeah,
he has a house,
is.
Has a pantry. It's different if you don't have a pantry.
He's Joshua Perry. He has whatever he wants.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm sure he has a giant island and lots of space and whatever he needs. Does national television, for God's sakes.
It's not whatever he wants.
He played in the NFL.
I understand.
Did you?
I didn't. But never mind. Never mind you.
What's next?
You like the juice, huh?
juice is good.
Juice is good. I bring you some more juice.
Back page, coming next.
You like the juice, huh?
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
It's an accident on the east outer belt. Southbound after Easton Way, the left berm is blocked, so traffic here is slow. Also, I'm seeing some stop-and-go delays on U.S. 40 westbound at McNaughton. The right lane is blocked by an accident, and emergency crews are on scene. This report sponsored by Shores and Islands, Ohio. You are here soaking up the sunshine, easing into island time, kicking back and jumping in, sipping, sunning, and settling in. Visit shoresandislands.com and play your summer escape today. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Hey there, guys. Bobish.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Let's go to jail Friday. What do you got, Timmy?
Let's go with this one. How about my hospice lovers? My in-laws are nurses. If you ever ask if something else could be the case when it comes to a health issue, they give you the angry, okay, it's not like I've done this for 30 years or anything. I'm not suggesting I know anything, but I'm just asking if there's a chance this other thing could be true. Nobody said you're wrong or you're not a nurse. Put your hair back down, stop going from zero to offended in 5 seconds flat, and go to jail until you can discuss health with us norms.
I agree with that. I'm tired of the busybodies that think they know everything. You can't suggest anything.
I'll give Sarah credit. She never does that. I never ever caught her doing that or nurse-splaining something to someone, if that can become a term. She will offer opinions when she's asked questions. That happens a lot.
I like that.
And she does the best she can, and she doesn't try to say, oh, I know emphatically what this is. But if she has an idea, she will offer that opinion up. It's not exactly the same thing, but now that Scott, you know, puts it that way, because it's in like the know-it-all type of thing. Have you ever had people that will just sort of, you don't even ask for it, but they find out that you're going to a place and they just know everything about that place and just want to like give you a bunch of information
even
that
if you did not ask for recommendations?
Like yes. there was a dude that I knew a long time ago that lived in Brooklyn for 2 years or something. Like he barely lived there. Like most of his life was spent in Virginia and in places near that. But he was always like the I'm from Brooklyn guy. And we would always say like, you're not from Brooklyn. You lived there for a couple of years. And the second like someone's going to New York, it's like, go to
Frankie's, tell them I sent you, they give you a free slice.
Right.
All right, buddy.
It was whatever, like, I know you had the story, like there was a pizza place that you had to go to in Brooklyn, it's the best, absolute best. And then you went there and it was slammed. Like,
no, I didn't.
Why don't we go to the second best place?
I didn't go there. Yeah. Buddy of mine, who actually lived in Brooklyn, I'm going to take you to the best pizza place. It's only one catch. 3 hour wait.
You can never get a slice.
Three-hour wait. I say, hey, the second best place on your list. Is there a 3-hour wait? No, you can go right in. Okay, great. Then that instantly becomes the best pizza place if I can eat it and not wait 3 hours.
I completely agree with that. I don't need it. This would also be a thing when it was baby time. I vividly remember this when we were having our one and only kid, and the opinions and the chatter would be there about what you have to do and be ready for this, be ready for that. And I guess to an extent, like, I'm happy to hear a little bit of advice, but it quickly becomes nagging and too much.
Because it's not about advice. It's out of place. It's the whole sense of, I've been there before. I know something you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, maybe you do. But you know what? Everybody's different. Let me figure it out. Every stage of life, there are people like that.
Yeah.
Remember when I was getting engaged? It's all, you just wait. This is going to happen. It's like, oh, okay.
All right.
Maybe it does. When you buy a house, oh, you just wait. That water heater. Woohoo. All right. I guess you're right. And then when you have a kid, it's the worst. I will tell you right now, I had a kid 9 years ago. I have forgotten everything about having a kid. You tell me, when did they stop drinking formula and eating solid food?
I don't know. And it doesn't really matter for us anymore. We're not going to go back into it again, but we're not going to. It's not like we were jumping in when Reimer was having his baby or when Beam had Willie a few years ago and had another one. Enjoy the process, right? It's part of being a human being.
No, the only advice I'll ever give is don't get upset if you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
Because none of us know what the hell we're doing.
It's good advice.
Yeah. Because I feel like sometimes in society, new parents, they have this expectation where it's like, oh my God, I have to instantly be in love like I've never been in love before. And I feel like I know what I'm doing because something's clicked in with this nurturing thing. And it's like, no, most of us don't know what the hell we're doing. And we all have to figure it out.
Yeah. And I say, like, to the dudes, like, the mom's got it a bit different than you, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of other stuff that you are not feeling that has to do with the body and hormones. Emotions. Yeah. And just take that in stride. Be cognizant of that and roll with the punches through those first. Now we're giving advice. I'm just trying to be helpful. But don't mean to be overbearing. Not going to overstep my bounds.
Reimer, she just gave birth. Maybe don't go upstairs and
watch nine hours of college basketball.
You lunatic!
We don't need
the back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
No one cares about Davidson versus Winthrop on a Tuesday night. You're giving birth. I actually took Sarah to a Davidson basketball game when we were newlyweds and this was pre-Jack, because this is what a nut college basketball sicko I've always been, because I had good reason. It was a last chance to see Steph Curry play in person.
That's a good reason.
It is a good reason.
Also, I know your son's name is Jack, but you're not allowed to say pre-Jack ever again. Disgusting.
The Columbus
pre-Jack.
You're right. Mr. Meehoff.
Uh-huh.
I'll leave you with this. We were just talking about advice sort of things. This was a clip from Scottie Scheffler at the memorial, and he was talking about some of the best advice that he ever got. And he said his college coach told him, when you're on the golf course, don't take calls from the wife or anybody. You're on the golf course. You're working on that. When you're going home, then you're at home. Don't worry about golf. Don't worry about those things. When you're being social, that's when you're being social. Basically, the advice was just be present where you are at that point in time. Don't shovel too much onto your plate all at once, because you're going to lose focus. You're going to perform worse at it.
I agree with that. As a matter of fact, got my phone next to me for the last hour. My wife has been texting me, RIP, RIP, SOS. Just been ignoring it completely.
It's the 5 o'clock hour.
Just been ignoring. Honey, I'm working. The house is still going to be burnt to a crisp by the time I get home.
It's very much along those lines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Go to jail, everybody.
Hey, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident on I-670 on the westbound ramp to State Route 315. It is on the right berm, and traffic is slow connecting. Also on the east outer belt, southbound after Easton Way, there's an accident, and that one is on the left side. This report sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.